here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Cheese Please, right here in the van with the plan to bring you more cheese, of course.
As we cruise around finding more and more cheesy things to play.
Oh, it's never ending. And Daffodil just argues about the cost of gas and stopping at diners.
Oh, no, I like the diners part. I don't have to cook. I think that's awesome.
I know, but it costs so much, Daffodil.
You can wash more dishes.
Why is it me?
Because I cook.
What do you mean cook? We stop at diners.
I know, and then I get in the kitchen talking to the cook, and we exchange recipes, and I get a discount on food, and you do dishes. You would have to do more dishes if I wasn't in the kitchen cozying up to the cooks.
Okay, this is focused on the music this week. I'm just not going to dig into that too much, but we're focusing on the Limburger Lounge. We haven't done a special in a while, if at all. I have to look up in the
maybe once or twice.
If we're lucky, but we've got a group called Three Peas in a Pod, and they certainly live up to the Limburger Lounge special profile this week with a couple of covers from the 60s. On top of that, we have a song from Rupert Holmes, who had that Pina Colada song back in the 80s or 70s, and apparently he did another one that was worse.
All of his songs are cheesy. Let's just leave it at that.
Exactly. But we're starting off with a couple of organs.
It's
I don't know
what to
say.
It's not the heart and the liver.
No.
It's the magic organ.
No, it's not even the organ magic.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, it's not the magic organ.
It's organ magic.
It is the organ magic. That's what they call themselves.
All right.
They cover John Lennon coming up shortly with Imagine. But we're starting off with Hopelessly Devoted from You from the Grease soundtrack.
Hopelessly Devoted to You, not from you.
From, to, whatever. Oh, fussy.
I know, I'm sorry.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
Cheese Please, a Saturday night at the ice skating rink, and the guy playing the organ, I tell ya, got a feel for that. Or is it maybe the roller rink? You know, I don't know. And
Weird.
Organ magic and imagine before that hopelessly devoted to you. Can you see someone actually mellowing out and getting a little risque on the dance floor or the roller rink or something like that to that? Think about it.
I can.
Really?
I can.
That reminds me of some of those 70s interesting films, shall we say. Now that I think about it, now that I sort of painted that picture in my head and I probably shouldn't have. But, just don't give me that nasty look.
No, I'm not giving you a nasty look. I'm...
What?
Really excited.
What?
Because I actually found information about three peas in a pod.
Really?
Really?
You kidding me?
No.
Oh, we better do this then.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
You know, you got me so excited I forgot to say who we are. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Oh, wow, and you have some details on our special profile, Limburger Lounge, of Three Peas in a Pod.
I do.
Okay.
Three Peas in a Pod, we're a Michigan band.
Okay.
Probably playing weddings and lounge gigs.
I can believe that.
There's something a little wrong about every element of the group.
Oh,
All three members of the band met while attending Wayne State University.
Okay. And?
And we had Max Effort, formerly known as Walter J. Clement, a.k.a. Wally, on vocals.
Okay.
And Santa Vox. Dick Wallace on vocals and drums, and Jerry Byfield on cornet, trumpet, flugelhorn, and valve trampoline.
Oh, okay. Well, enough talk. We'll say a few things a little later, but we're playing their set. Shortly, we'll hear the classic Can't Take My Eyes Off You, their version. And we're starting off with Call Me. This is the Chris Montez 1960s version, as opposed to Blondie from the 1980s. Right here on
Cheese Please!
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. If it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, just if you left me, I will always stay with you. You got to trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can. And I should be together with this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. We'll be right back. don't forget me, cause if you left me, I will always stay with you. You've got to trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. With this love I long to give you, I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Oh, around. You can call me.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel what I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Please. Oh,
that's pretty loungy.
Three peas in a pod and can't take my eyes off you. And before that, we had three peas a pod with Call Me. as made famous by Chris Montez, and you have one little slice of cheese knowledge to share with us about Yes. Three peas in a pod?
Yes, I know where their name came from.
Where?
The name was derived from a quote from an old Laurel and Hardy movie.
Oh, really?
In which one tells the others they prepare to share a bed for the night, will be as comfy as two peas in a pod.
Oh. Well, where's
so they're going to be as comfy as three peas in a pod because there's three of them.
I swear this group has reminded me why I don't go to wedding receptions. Why I don't go to the Christmas party.
Yeah, they kind of have that kind of sound.
I don't know. Of course, we don't really have a Christmas party around here on the show.
It's just us and usually working hard to earn money to buy each other Christmas presents and...
Yeah, we really need...
cheesy Christmas music for an entire month.
Yeah, we really need to have a Christmas party this year.
That's a good idea.
There's an idea. Who do we invite?
Well, we'd have to stop with, you know, the boss.
Oh, well, he's in the home office.
I know. We'll talk more about this off-air. That's
yes.
enough.
Yes. Anyway, my name is Snartoo.
And I'm Daffodil, and it's time to do this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet.
Hey, you can hear me push the button there. Hey.
That was kind of cool.
That's a Cheese Please secret thing. I really push buttons around here.
There are buttons.
I tell ya. And we're focusing our chart-topping cheesy this week with Rupert Holmes. Rupert Holmes made famous for the Piña Colada song.
Yes, and also this one.
This is a lesser-known one. This is Answering Machine on...
Cheese Please.
To talk to me before you're through. And I said, baby, let's go get married. I need to know your mind. I am hanging on, I am hanging on, I am hanging on this line. And if I can leave one message before you go to bed, I would say to you, and the phone went dead. So I stepped out to buy some dog food for the cat. Of course she called about 3 minutes after that. Would she be my wife and share my life? Well, of course she can write the plot. 'Cause she called me up and this is the answer she got. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. Leave your name and number, and I'll try to get back to you. You have 30 seconds to talk to me before you're through. And she said,
baby, I got your message. Well, I'm answering your call. I have thought it out, I have thought it out, and I think that all in all, if you ask if we can marry and make it for all time, then my answer is...
And the phone went, I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine.
Cheese Please with Rupert Holmes and Answering Machine and Daffodil. Like, I'm sitting here listening to the record, and I'm wondering how many people out there have answering machines thought, hey, let me get that record and play it on the answering machine outgoing message, and I'm real cool, I'm real smart.
You want to know what I was sitting here thinking?
What?
I wonder how many people who are listening actually remember what an answering machine is or have ever actually seen an answering machine.
Well, I don't know. I thought everyone knew what one was.
Don't assume that, because there's a whole generation of people out there that don't want to dial telephone is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Don't know how to change channels on a TV without a remote control.
Oh, you used to do that otherwise?
Yes.
Like what?
You used to have a dial.
A dial?
You would turn on the television. You would have to get up off the couch and walk over to the TV and turn the dial to change the channel.
That seems like a lot of work.
It was.
Channel surfing? Just imagine going back and forth to the couch every time you want to change the channel, just
there
one?
There wasn't that much surfing. There was only three channels.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, you would have to go back and forth multiple times just to back off so we could see what's on TV. Then you zoom in, turn the channel, back off, then zoom in and back off and zoom in and back. That would
just... Three channels. And well, a TV guide that came in the newspaper that told you what was on them.
Well, you could actually do it over and over again, but I mean, imagine the whole thing in a 500-channel universe.
Yeah, no, that's why they have the remote control.
Oh.
Click, 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 click.
Thank God for the guy that liked remote controls and built them.
Yeah, and a song like this would never fly in the modern world when you have cell phones and texting and message, instant messaging and...
Yeah, but still, it was kind of cool if someone think, hey, I can be clever. I can play the record on my answering machine. Hey, ain't I smart? That would just be annoying.
Yes, like you were just now.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be annoying even more. There.
Are you done now?
Yes.
Excellent.
Until next week, folks, we're ending off with Tex Williams. And life gets you, Jesus, don't it? Teases, don't it?
I have no idea what this song is called.
Until next week, goodbye.
Thanks for joining us. Have fun. Stay cheesy.
The sun comes up and the sun goes down. Hands on the clock keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but I don't care. I ain't figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair, and that's just wasted effort. Water in the well getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for about 6 months more. But I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and flies swarm in. Shut the door and I'm sweating again. And in the process I crack my shin, just one darn thing after another. You know that old brown mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. A mouse chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for a month or more. When he gets through, he's sure gonna be sore, 'cause there ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog howling so forlorn. Laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's setting on a thorn, just too tired to move over. The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans. There's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. And I've ate the last of the pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. Cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Trouble's piling up day by day. Now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes. Debts and taxes, and so it goes. I think I'm getting a cold in my nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.